Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you can enter it at any time.
Good morning. My name is Carla. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Nathalie with Family First Care. I have here Min on the phone. She would like to complete a telehealth visit. You tried reaching her, Carla Espinosa.
Yes, Kim. It is Kim.
No, it's not for Kim. It's for Lan Quan.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. You can connect the call. Yeah, I was calling him.
Okay, she's here on the line.
Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Lan Quan?
Yes, I'm calling you for a dollar. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, are you the patient, right? Or a family member? I'm sorry.
Family member.
All right. What is your name and your relationship with the patient, please?
Min Lee, doctor.
I'm sorry, Liz, what?
My name is Min, M-I-N-H. Lee, L-E.
All right, thank you so much. Can I have the height and weight of the patient?
5 feet and 104. Probably less, a little okay. Bit, 102, 104 pounds.
All right, okay. By any chance, do you have the low pressure reading for her today?
Can you say it again, Les?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. So, by any chance, do you have the blood pressure reading for her today?
What is for her? Like, we check with the physicians?
Yeah, if you have the high blood pressure, I mean the blood
high
pressure
blood
reading, but this is okay.
High blood pressure, you say?
Yeah, if you have the blood pressure reading for today.
She
took it over. No, all right.
Okay,
no worries.
Okay.
No, it was just by any chance if you have it. Doesn't matter. No worries. All right. Is she allergic to any food or medication?
Penicillin. Just one pie of antibiotic with the penicillin in there.
Okay. All right. So I'm so sorry. I couldn't get what is your relationship with the patient? You said
daughter. Daughter, yes.
Okay. I'm just double checking. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
All right. Can you please tell me the past medical history or any diagnosis or chronic conditions? For example, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, or anything like that?
She had diabetes and high cholesterol. Also,
okay.
High blood pressure as well.
She has any? I'm sorry?
Do we have... she's forgetful, but I guess like dementia that we need to test by with the doctor, right? But for now, that's her condition.
Okay, so it is age-related dementia. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, she has any surgical procedure done in the past? Any history of a surgical procedure?
No.
No, okay. She's living alone or with family members?
With family members.
Okay. She needs any device to ambulate, such as a cane, walker, or wheelchair, or she can walk independently?
She can walk around, you say?
All right, so she doesn't need any device?
No,
not
she
even
doesn't need
outside of the house?
No, she doesn't need walker and a cane or anything.
Does she smoke or bring alcohol?
Is she alcohol, you say?
Yeah, or smoke?
No.
All right, and she wears glasses or hearing aids?
Glasses, yes. No hearing aids.
Okay. Is she fully vaccinated against COVID, influenza, and pneumonia?
Back then, 3 shots, that's all.
Okay. She has safety devices in the bathroom, for example, grabbers or shower chair?
No, but the bathroom had a small.
Okay. She needs panty liners, diapers, or pull-ups for incontinence?
Does she need any diapers?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Is she on any diapers, panty liners, or pull-ups?
No. Liner, yes, no. Might be, but not
liner. Okay. She's on physical therapy right now, occupational or any other type of therapy, psychotherapy, none of that?
No.
Okay. All right. So she needs assistance with feeding, bathing, and dressing, or she can bath by herself and need by herself?
She would need help sometime, but most of the time she can do it herself. But there are some days she's so sick, then she needs help.
All right. Okay, she's on any pain?
Lower back pain,
joint pain?
Yeah. Her leg numb and her back pain.
It is bow legs, both, right, left, or just one?
Bow legs and bow arms. We brought that up with the doctor, but not cure at all, like nothing help.
Okay. From 1 to 10, how bad do you think is the back pain?
The back pain, someday better, someday, but I would say 6 or 7, something like that. Some good day and not so good day.
Okay. And it is a constant pain or intermittent? It is comes and goes or?
Oh, I would say comes and go. But that she couldn't walk much. She had to sit most of the time.
All right. She has any changes on their bowel movements, diarrhea, or constipation?
Not what I heard of.
All right. She feels fatigued, tired, or weak sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. Is she sleeping well or she needs any medication to sleep?
To what? To medication to what?
Yeah, is she's sleeping well?
Sleeping. She needs sleeping pill, yes. She has sleeping pill. She has sleeping well.
All right. Even though she doesn't need any device to walk, she used to transfer herself around the house or outside of the house slowly. She's in a high risk to fall.
I don't
Hello?
Understand the question. Like, even though without the device,
yeah,
She can walk around the house.
All right, but she's in a high risk to fall.
She afraid to fall, you say?
Yeah, if you think that she's in a high risk.
Yes, she might be. She at this point on the fence that she can walk by herself inside, like a small, short walk. But if you make her walk outside, then she really needs a cane to helping her. Is that... Like if she stay in the house, that's fine. She can walk without any device.
All right. Okay. She has any respiratory symptoms? Shortness of breath, gasping for air, cough.
Like if she needs to do some walking or then yes. Other than that, say okay. But if you want her to walk a little short distance, she will gasping for air. Or walk upstairs.
Okay. All right, so that's all the questions that I have for you. Do you have any other complaint about hair, any symptoms or anything else, or do you consider we covered everything that she's presenting right now, she's having right now?
If I have any question about her.
No, if you have any other symptoms that she's presenting that I didn't ask you, or you consider that we covered everything.
This is still same symptom anyway. Just forgetful, worse and worse. Other than that, just day by day go. We're doing day by day.
Forgetful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. By any chance, she has a mood swings or she get angry easily?
It could be too. She's frustrating about herself and she angry easily because she couldn't do something like a mobile doing thing that she need help all the time.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that will be all then. Thank you so much for your help. And hope you have a great day. That will be all for the telehealth visit. Thank you for returning the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.